Morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah. Good weekend?
Yeah, but I tell you what, I had to be so careful on the internet to avoid Endgame spoilers. And my kids at school, they've having to people like shouting out spoilers and stuff, and they've been like covering their ears up, and it has been a nightmare trying to like keep spoiler free for Endgame.
So when are you seeing it?
Tomorrow. No, this evening even. Yeah.
This evening? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I was thinking, yeah. So, yeah, anyway, how was your weekend?
Yeah, no, it was, it was all right. I had a day off yesterday and had to get the car serviced. And then because I was kicking around, I went and saw Avengers Endgame.
No!
So what happens at the end is...
Look, I will remove that gag if you promise no Endgame spoilers. Right, okay, we can remove the gag.
Hello and welcome to the main podcast.
So super confused because we've been doing these back to back.
Okay, so this is going to be coming out on Sunday.
Yes, that's tomorrow.
So we're recording this on Saturday. This is going to come out on Sunday, which means that there are people who are listening to this podcast who are now poised like ninjas over the pause button.
Yes, we are including me.
Including you. We are going to be talking about Avengers, and I am going to review it, but I'm going to do it as spoiler-free as humanly possible.
Good.
But what I will do
Because
obviously you were talking about in the opening there, but I've actually had to switch off social media for two reasons. It's Game of Thrones and it's Avengers.
Yes, that
because
too.
And it's not because, you know, you don't want to actually, you know, during the next break, I'm going to tell you the funniest thing that I can't tell you on the podcast. But I was out for dinner last night with some friends, and they're both huge, huge Avengers fans.
Right.
And they said, oh, you've seen it. And they went, oh, what's it like? No, don't tell me. What? Oh, is it any good? No, don't tell me. And I was like, do you want me to tell you? No, don't tell me. And then I said to him, if you annoy me at all across the... you know, during the course of the evening, I'm just going to shout a spoiler at you. And he's like, you wouldn't. I said, watch me. So at one point I got the old, the thing and just went. So at the end of Avengers, no! So yeah, that was kind of pretty much my entire evening. So don't panic, people. I've got your back. I will avoid spoilers, whatever it takes.
Very good.
Thanks.
Nice. We even have a spoiler-specific channel on Discord for, like, if you want to talk about Avengers and you've seen it...
Which, again,
go
has
over
been,
here to the
has
special
been
room.
Really, really useful. Yeah. And I'll talk about that in the news section.
Okie dokie. Well, should we go to news?
Let's punch it. This is the news!
So, I've just about finished the long, arduous task of reorganising how the game pulls in new films and making sure we've got release dates, so now you can see all of that stuff. And I've something that's going to help players out is like a coming soon page now. So when you can, on your dashboard, it shows like a few films that are out now, a few films that are coming soon. There's like a big more button, and then you can hit that, and it'll actually show you the next couple of months worth of films that are coming.
So you can plan, basically, you can plan your strategy from the page.
Yes.
Cool.
Or rather, it gives you a list. You still have to like click through, look at the dates, make a decision. Are they coming out in the UK? Are they coming out in the US? So if the film comes out on two different days, it will show twice in that coming soon.
So we're going to come back to that later on.
Yes.
For Destination
Wedding. So now that that's pretty much cleared, my next, I've got two things on my mind. One is sort of fixing the navigation. Anyone who's on Discord could see I put this bonkers diagram up.
Yeah, I did see that.
Which is the navigation map of the FFL currently. It needs a bit of tidying up. So I'm thinking about that. And the other thing I'm thinking about is an official one and done feature so that we can have a proper one and done league rather than just the mini league that we had set up. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm going to keep it a quick short update because we're trying to like cram all the recordings in today, but that's it from me. Now scoring wise,
right.
Avengers, right? This is the thing.
So okay, so here we go. All right, everyone get ready. Right, everyone on the pause button? Okay. So, I went and saw Avengers yesterday. Review is coming up, and again, I'll try and be good. So, the biggest thing about this has been what's everyone going to score as...
Who's top billing?
Who's top billing?
Who's supporting? And who's a hit?
Who's a hit? There's a lot of hits. So what I've done is I went and saw it yesterday afternoon.
Right. I've not looked at what you've put in yet.
No, and that's exactly, and this is my point.
I'm keeping clear of it.
And yes, so I've put in, so with the help of two other players, so I want to put a shout out to Papsimilian and M84, who have both watched Avengers yesterday. So I jumped onto the spoiler zone, which has an entire thread about Avengers Endgame. And we sat there and kind of thrashed out what we think is the fairest way of doing it. And when I say we think, mainly it's what I thought. And they went, oh, no, it's fair enough, which was really good. But it's really good to have
bit people, of validation,
a little bit of kind of like, I'm thinking we'll do it this way. And everyone goes, you know what? That's probably the fairest way of doing it. What about Josh Brolin? Don't mention Josh Brolin.
What about Gemma Chan?
What about Jenna Chan? Don't mention Gemma Chan. Is Benicio del Toro in it? If he is, then he's going to be a cameo, etc., etc., etc. So, sorry, again, there's no spoilers. I don't panic. So what we've done is we've put the listings in. Now, I'm happy to tell you what they are, or specifically, we do have some top billing, we do have some supporting, and we have loads and loads of hits.
Because there's 37 people listed, although I think two of them shouldn't even be in there.
Two of them shouldn't
even
be in there.
But even so, the 35 people you can pick
from. Of the 35, 25 of them are hits.
Wow.
Okay. So there's a lot of hits.
But that means there's 10 in top billing and supporting, so that's still for a film, a lot of supporting.
So, if you want, I'll tell you, because it will obviously inform your choice about what you want to do.
Yeah.
However,
I tell you what, I might just put my fingers in the ears and look out the window while you say it on the recording.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. How about this? Because this is coming out on Sunday, it does mean that if you want, you can go and look it up.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to do it and you want to go in blind, so it's basically...
I think people can go to the page and look it up.
So the,
we
the,
won't... We
the,
won't.
So the castings are in there and they have been set.
How many top billings are there?
Do you really want me to tell you?
Number, yes.
I'm going to tell you the number, but I'm not going to say it on the podcast. You,
right. Okay. That was a number.
That was a number.
Yeah, right. Okay, interesting.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's in there. So it's been done. I think it's the fairest way of doing it. I've actually seen the film, so I feel that we have done it to a logical conclusion. If you disagree,
we've minimized the chance of like rage quitting.
Yeah,
like, well, I picked Gemma Chan.
No, Brolin. Yeah. So,
well, I think it's more Butch.
Indeed. So yeah. So have a look if you want. Obviously, if you want to win this game and you haven't seen Endgame yet, then you have a choice, and it's a choice I leave to you.
Yep.
But obviously, if you have seen Endgame, you can go in there and you can go, oh, yeah, fair enough. Oh, that seems sensible to make that.
Right.
There we go.
So I think we've navigated
that through, haven't we?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the information's there, but you have to push the button. So make sure you want to look at it.
Push it
but
responsibly.
It has been done. This is arguably the biggest weekend of the FFL.
Indeed.
Because whoever wins at Avengers is going to have such an enormous boost that unless they do something phenomenally stupid, they will win the thing. So a lot of people have been building up their cast weekly to get enough money to build three films that completely cover the entire Avengers cast and then go for it. So a lot of people will, I think a lot of people will get big platinum trophies this week because they're going to kill it.
So there was an interesting observation by one of the players. I can't remember who it was. Possibly DM Biggins was saying that Mitch, champion of the league.
Hello, Mitch.
Like the Titan, the Godzilla even of the FFL. He submits his new films right at the last moment. So you can't see
what he's done. Yeah.
I mean, that is like starting to understand just why he's at the top. Like,
also starting to understand how seriously people play this game. So, yeah. So, and
in fact, there was a suggestion of that we keep future films, future fantasy films, secret until the cutoff for the score.
You can't see what someone else has put in until you...
other players. I'm strongly tempted to implement that.
That's actually a really good shout.
Because right now, if I put it in with like days to go, yeah.
Yeah. That's actually a really good shout, and I think that's something that we should definitely think about in order to just to make it all nice and fair for people. So, yeah. That's something. If you have an opinion on that, let us know.
Yes,
because
Discord is
I think that's a really good shout. Discord's definitely a place to go. I've got Discord running on most of my mobile devices now, so I'm generally available during working hours. Obviously, I'm working if anyone from work listening to this. Hello, people from work. Obviously. But occasionally, if I do look down at my phone in work and it has a Discord thing, it means it's one of you people. So, anyway, yes.
That's it for the news. Nope, that's it.
Right, okay.
We should move on to something else.
Maybe some reviews. Okay, right, let's do this. Endgame.
Yes.
Saw it yesterday.
Yes.
Here is my review. Ready? No.
Yes.
It starts shortly after the last one ends.
Right.
And 3 hours later, the movie ends.
That's your review.
That's my review.
Right.
That
is certainly spoiler-free.
Okay. Next spoiler-free thing for you is... And I don't think I'm... Again, if you're nervous, skip forward.
Are you slowly layering on the detail? And when people get uncomfortable,
they can stop. They can
opt
out. Yeah,
like
exactly.
It.
Here we
okay,
go.
Yeah,
next
yeah.
thing for you, and yeah. this is a time-saving tip.
Yes.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. When the credits start to roll, you can just leave.
Ah, is it like, wow. It's like, it's so endy. It's like...
There's no mid bits. There's no things.
Thank you for sitting through that.
Yeah.
That's like a proper public service.
It is. So yeah. It'll save you. So what you can do is you can get up and you can leg it.
You know, I'm
and
the liking guy, this review
And
so
the guy
far.
Beside you will go, nerd. Doesn't know how it works.
Work. Loser.
And you kind of go, mate, listen, Birch has got me covered. Yeah. Whatever it takes, I'm going to be outside paying for my parking ticket 10 minutes before you people. Boom, and you can look like a legend. Because usually when people get up at the end of Marvel films, you just go, they know nothing. Yeah. They know there's at least 2 more seconds of stuff that's going to be completely irrelevant to anything, but I'm going to sit here anyway. So
cat barfing a thingy and
yeah,
whatnot.
Indeed. Yeah. So yeah, so I'll save you 10 minutes, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Next. Right, here we go. So Endgame is the second part of this and is the culmination of 10 years work of Marvel films.
Yes.
And my review is, generally, it works.
All right. So is it like it ties things up?
It definitely draws...
Is it
the
end of a phase?
Yes. So there's the whole Infinity Stone thingy, which is all the little coloured rocks that your man has in his glove.
Yeah.
It puts to end that storyline.
Yes.
So I think whatever they do now, they'll be now chasing a brand new MacGuffin. These MacGuffins, they've drawn that.
Because the Infinity Stones have been kind of sprinkled through.
They've been there since
films.
Pretty much since day one.
Yeah. I don't think they were quite there for Iron Man.
No.
If they were, we didn't notice. But very early on, they were kind of
layering
that.
Captain America is when it first turned up.
Right.
So what I'm saying is that there's definitely a close to it now.
Right.
A few changes are made. A few people move their place in the world. But generally speaking, it's a satisfying end to it.
Good.
Okay. Right.
That's all I really want.
Okay. This next one then you might want to skip.
Okay.
Because this is going to be 30 seconds of what I wasn't sure about it, but there's not really a way of doing it without spoiling it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to step out for this bit?
I trust your discretion.
Okay, here we go. So, okay, I'm going to literally put 30 seconds on the clock here so that people can jump forward. Okay, so 30 seconds, people.
Okay.
Okay, skip now. My only issue with the film is the fact that, A, it's 3 hours long, and it's a little bit long, but it kind of had to be to get everything else in. And also, there is a significant amount of time travel to the plot, which once you examine
which
that... which most people could figure. But once you look into that too deeply, it starts to break apart a bit.
Okay.
That's my only real problem.
Okay.
30 seconds. Okay, there we go. So that's it. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to make a colossal amount of money. I think predictions being it's already probably going to break $1 billion by the end of the weekend. It's the most pre-sold thing ever.
Interestingly,
there was only 2 trailers that they played before. Because obviously, if you want to promote your film, you want to be on the front of Avengers, right?
Yes.
They had 2 trailers. One was Detective Pikachu.
No way.
And the other one was the Star Wars trailer, which frankly everyone's already seen.
Yeah.
Now, weirdly, it came on and people laughed more at Detective Pikachu. And then it was the one where she's standing in the desert with the thing and then she's just back
cool.
And it was, I got a complete sense of meh
really?
From the entire world. Everyone was just like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, so just play the film.
Just get to the film.
Yeah. Now, thankfully, I turned up. The thing is, I had an appointment yesterday, and I cruised through it really quickly. So I turned up and said, "Look, I'm in for this showing, but can I come to this showing?"
Yeah.
And your man goes, "Well, one's just started. It's like 10 minutes in." And I went, "So I've missed all the adverts." And he went, "Yeah." And I went, "Sold, yeah. Go."
So but, yeah. Yes, because I've timed it. It's like 25 minutes running.
Yeah,
on the big film.
It's three hours. So yeah. It's a long old film. So yeah. Just
so it's so, 3.5 if yeah. You include.
But yeah, all but the yeah, if you're a mad Avengers fan, you need to go and see it this weekend. Not because I'm trying to push the box office up. It's purely because there is no way you'll get through the next week without somebody spoiling something
or someone
saying something that's gonna do it. So
he's a ghost, she's a sledge, something of that order.
Yeah, yeah. They're all in a big cruise ship at the end, hits an iceberg and sinks. You know, Bruce Willis has been dead the entire time, etc. Actually, you know what? I said to someone yesterday, and I said, "Oh, Bruce Willis is dead the entire time," and he immediately went to Die Hard, and I went, "No, he's not a ghost in Die Hard. That's not how it works." Anyway, basically, if you've put the work in and you've watched the other 20, you are naturally going to go and see this one.
I think I've seen all of them.
I think most people, yeah. So if you haven't seen any of these Avenging films, then don't even bother. Yeah, that's it. Right, we'll move on.
Okay, back in the previous episode of the podcast, which was a whole day ago, we mentioned the other Keanu Reeves movie, Destination Wedding, and you said you'd seen it already.
Yes, so I saw it in the States. So, a couple of things. One, this has got Keanu Reeves in it.
Yes.
Two,
bonus Keanu Reeves.
This has got Winona Ryder in it.
Yeah.
Three, this is my favourite kind of film, which is a goes nowhere, does nothing film. This film was so goes nowhere, does nothing, I actually forgot that I'd seen it earlier and then got confused about it.
But you liked it, but you couldn't remember it was the film that you liked.
Yes, which is weird. I don't know. So this film has already been and gone in the States.
Yeah, back in August.
Came out in August. This film was actually filmed in 2017.
Right.
But it was one of those got buried by various rights and distribution and blah, 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 blah. So this film is quite old in terms of when it was filmed.
Yeah, and it happens from time to time.
So it's already come out. It's already been and gone. I think this will do better in the UK than it did in the US. Because it didn't. I don't think it even bothered the top 10 in the US. I think it'll do. It's going to come out roughly the same time as John Wick. And I think that may help or hinder it, as discussed. But effectively, it is about two terrible people called Lindsay and Frank, played by Ryder and Reeves, respectively. Ooh, a lot of alliteration in that sentence. And they have to go to the most awful of things, which is a destination wedding. Which is when you have to spend 5 days going somewhere to watch two people get married, and it's just a nightmare.
I read the title as Destination: Wedding. Destination Wedding.
No,
not
it's
a
destination wedding.
Right.
Yeah. Effectively, now this is a couple of weird things about this film. One, the only speaking parts in this film is Winona Ryder and Keanu Reeves.
Really?
So no one else.
It's a two-hander.
Talks. There's other people in the film, but they're off screen, they're off stage, they're downstage,
I can't work out how this even works.
It's effectively just the two of them for the entire film.
There are people rhubarbing in the background.
You just don't hear them. There's a whole wedding going on, but the wedding's in the background and there's dancing and there's people messing around. But their conversation, and at one point he goes off to talk to somebody and she just sits there in silence, and we sit with her while he's having a chat with somebody, and then he comes back
so
and goes
very, very sort of up.
So the first thing I thought when I looked at it is this is a play.
Yeah.
Because you could put this on stage very easily, but it works really well because basically they're both extremely likable people playing extremely unlikable characters because they're both terrible.
Yeah.
And she's worse than him, I think. But by the end, I don't know. Secondly, this was filmed over the course of, I think, about 20 days.
Right.
Which is a very short amount of time to do a film.
Yeah, indeed.
So they.
But then, if it's a sort of play, very stripped down thing, then you can do that.
Yeah, because there's no time travel or exploding helicopters or
nope.
You know, big purple guys. So yeah, it's a nice film. It's a good. It doesn't go anywhere.
So or you do just, anything.
Or do any. No, it kind of does, but kind of doesn't. and it's just them just talking a lot. And there's some very funny bits in it, but they're not like, you know, laugh out loud funny. They're just, it's a good film. I'd rather have seen it as a play. I think it would work really well on stage.
Right.
But on screen, it works really well because they're both very good. Winona Ryder is very good in this.
I tell you what, I was impressed with how good she was in Stranger Things.
Yeah. Yeah, she's had a rough couple of years, but she's kind of back now.
Yeah, definitely a renaissance for her.
I'm sure we can work out a reconnaissance, something. We can do something like that. We'll work on that. And then, of course, Keanu Reeves. Now, the main point with this is I think that they...
Whoa.
Don't. I'm barely hanging on, dude.
Yeah.
dude! obviously, this is going to come out at the same time that John Wick's coming out, so you'll get bonus... John Wick obviously is the main film. John Wick will be at one, two, or three.
Different.
Yes, but he looks exactly the same. So if you get confused, basically, if you walk into the wrong Keanu Reeves film, if he has a gun in his hand, you're not at Destination Wedding.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. That's my advice. But yeah, it's a nice little film, and it's good, but I can't adequately explain why. But yeah. So yeah.
All right. Nice.
Right. Ready for another rapid review?
Yes.
Okay. This one does go somewhere and do something. Although not actually an awful lot. In fact, this could be another one. I watched The Favourite.
Ah.
I watched it on a plane.
Oscar winning performance by Olivia Colman.
Yeah. Have you seen the trailer?
Yes.
Trailer's really funny.
Yes.
All the funny bits?
In the trailer.
In the trailer.
Right.
The film itself doesn't really... It's another goes nowhere, does nothing. Now, something that someone did say to me, and she said that she saw it, and there is a constant harpsichord music in it.
Yeah.
Now, I was on a plane, so I was getting the...
Yeah. Was it drowning?
And I think it was at the frequency, and I had my noise-cancelling headphones on, and it was at the frequency that drowned out the harpsichord music. But she got to the point where she got half through the film and she was like, the music's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it's constant.
I heard someone else complaining about
the audio.
The soundtrack.
Yeah.
And the obtrusiveness of it.
Well, I managed to not get it at all. Now,
so maybe you're suggesting the best way to watch this film
could
is
possibly
on
be
plane.
On a plane. Yeah.
Interesting.
They're all very good in it. Olivia Colman's hilarious as the slightly barmy queen, although the film does get darker as it goes on. Emma Stone's really good in it as the kind of the new favourite.
Mm-hmm. And
Rachel Weisz is very good in it as well. And again, but it's less than the sum of its parts.
Right.
They're all very good, but that doesn't mean
great
the film is very good.
But meh overall.
Yeah, the film it doesn't... Nicholas Hoult's in it as well, who's very funny because he's like this dandied powdered fop because it's obviously the 1700s.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. It just.
It's missing something.
It's missing something. It's missing its A plot.
Right.
It's like a series of B plots that are all interesting, in their own right. But there's nothing. There's no main driver for the story, in my opinion.
Things happen, it ends.
Yes, it does. It does go nowhere and do nothing, which I'm usually okay with. But in this case, I was expecting it to go somewhere.
Do you think your expectations were unrealistically high?
No. I mean, I kind of went into it thinking I must watch this because everyone said that they're already good, and all the performances are very good.
See,
arguably, Olivia Colman arguably deserves the Oscar for playing that role. Although I think she's about to play the queen in The Crown, and I think she'll be better in that because there'll be more to it.
Yeah.
So she was a little bit one-dimensional. It was good, but it just
Not good enough.
Not good enough.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There you go. I think that's often the case with awards films, that people get fixated on like a performance
the
or
most
something.
Rather than the best acting.
Indeed. Who pointed that out?
I think it was someone on Discord who said it, and it was very well pointed out.
Indeed.
So then the third film I watched was a film that I was enjoying so much, I actually had to stop watching it.
What?
Let me explain why. So this film came out. This film's called Crazy Rich Asians.
Now,
we're not suggesting that these Asian people are rich and also crazy. I think they're crazy rich, as in extremely. It would be called Extremely Rich Asians if they, you know, didn't want to go into the modern parlance. And it's a romantic
those
comedy.
Asians, they're crazy rich.
Crazy rich, exactly. Yeah. So it's a romantic comedy. And it's very funny, but it's very funny for a couple of reasons. It's all the standard rom-com stuff. But it's done with, I think, an almost exclusively Asian cast. So obviously that's a bit of an interesting thing. It's an American film. Excuse me. It's an American film that's mainly based in Singapore, which obviously is a bit unusual. And it's got the balance of, you know what's going to happen. Girl, guy meets girl, guy loses girl, guy retains girl. Etc.
You
know what's going to happen. So it goes through all the motions, but it does so in an interesting way. And there's enough funny things happening around it that's really good. But, and this is the main thing, it's got Michelle Yeoh in it.
Yeah.
I like Michelle Yeoh.
Yes.
I've just finished watching Star Trek Discovery.
She plays a cool character.
And basically, I went from watching Star Trek Discovery to immediately watching Crazy Rich Asians, and you're kind of going, I don't trust the mother. I think the mother's she's evil.
Gear change.
But it's actually a really nice film, and it's really good. So I was sitting there thoroughly enjoying it, having my in-flight happy meal, and I suddenly realized that about 40 minutes in, I went, you know, I should stop watching this. Because Mrs. B is going to really like this film. And this film, if I watch this film with Mrs. B, I'll get her to be able to watch Transforming Robots from the Future film or something else.
Right.
I can build up brownie points.
Yep.
And I consciously said to myself, and I can remember the point, they're driving in a fast car through Singapore. And I was like, I must stop watching this now.
Because this is so good.
Because this is such a good film. Yeah. Then Mrs. B needs to get on board with this. And that's great. And then about 20 minutes later, I went, you know, I really, really should stop watching this film now. But I can't. I laughed out loud a couple of times.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a really good film. It's a gentle romantic comedy, but it's the kind of one
put together.
Yeah, it's well put together. It's well done. It's long. It's just long enough. It's just silly enough. It's just wacky enough. It's got just enough jokes to keep you ticking over. And it got some interesting locales. And in fairness, you're sitting there thinking it's all quite vapid. And then Michelle Yeoh turns up and floors you for a minute. And you go, whoa, it's Michelle Yeoh. She's amazing. And then, good film.
Hmm.
Yeah, it does go somewhere. It does do something.
And it made you laugh.
And it did make me giggle.
So did you actually finish watching it?
So I got home. So I got off the plane. I was massively jet lagged. And then I said to Mrs. B, we need to watch this film. So we found it on various box office streaming services type things.
Yeah.
And watched it. And I then had to watch the bit I'd already watched.
The first bit.
And then fess up to the actual moment where I stopped watching. And she's like, dude, seriously? And I was like, yeah, I know. It was like an hour in. But yeah, good film. So I did finish it. And it was, worth the watch. But if you're flicking through your pay-per-view channel thing. So it's on pay-per-view now. I think it's on pay-per-view. Yeah, it's on pay-per-view now. If you're flicking through those, then... Yeah, it could be. It's worth the punt.
Keep an eye out for it.
It's good. It's a good one.
Might be a brownie point winner as well.
And it's actually quite a good film. Yeah, it's cool. So there you go. So those three quick films. And I managed to get through Avengers without spoiling it too badly.
Amazing.
I think we've done well.
Do you think we should just get out of here? Should we finish the episode?
No.
Before anything goes wrong?
No. I've got something else I need to talk about.
Ooh.
So what would you do, or how would you react if I went dun 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 flush?
That's how I'd react.
Indeed. I was really high pitched, by the way.
It was.
So you know that we have our secret project, which is to recast and rescore the entire Flash movie.
Yes.
And so far, we've only got...
It's our project.
It is our project. So far, well, I feel I have contributed.
You have contributed solidly, so yes, it is our project.
So far, we have Muse doing the soundtrack, which is an absolutely enormous... And by the way, again, I've mentioned this to someone who's listening to this podcast now, a guy I know, and he is 100% behind your decision.
Because it's a great decision. It's a great decision.
And then obviously, Gerard Butler is... as Prince Voltan Bird
Dive.
Dive 100%. However,
yeah,
someone's remaking Flash
for real.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
Oh,
apparently it's.
I'm basically really excited, but also trepidatious that they do it wrong.
Because if they don't do this properly, we will have
there will
to
be some
and get them.
Furious anger.
So Flash Gordon. Mm-hmm. From 1980 is basically classic sci-fi kitsch with music by Queen.
It's so camp.
And it's one of those films that has been in rights wrangling for quite some time.
And so that's why
it's one of those films. But apparently now, it has been sorted out. And now apparently someone is... going to be redoing it. It's in early pre-production.
So do they not even have like the names of the people?
I don't think we're there yet, but I'd like to think that somewhere out in the universe, because we've put the idea out there Inception style, someone's gone, you know, we should do the soundtrack. What? There's a band called Muse. Never heard of them. Right. Listen to this album and you go, yeah, they're 100%. Also, the whole bird guy, we need someone shouty and British. Where's Gerard Butler these days? I think he's underwater, sir.
How confident are you feeling about Muse? I'm wondering if we should maybe put a small wager down. Muse Watch.
Muse Watch. That can be the intro music.
Well, I guess it would be Flash Watch, really, wouldn't it?
Dun, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. So
no,
I just
no, we don't condone gambling. I think
I just wanted to let you know that it's on the cards. I think within the next 2 years we could be having it. So I just wanted to put a stake in the ground now to let you know that we're probably in the future going to have
that
it.
That is the most amazing news I've heard.
But we're also going to have
all year.
We're going to have probably like last year we did a special Bond episode. When the time comes, there's going to be a special Flash episode where we're going to go through the original film and then we're going to go through all the casting choices and basically either just go, amazing, or tear it to pieces.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to do it mainly so I could just do the dun, 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 because it's funny. Right. That's not my only thing.
I had no idea. When you started dun, dun, dun-ing, I was like, what is he doing? But then it didn't take long.
He'll save every one of us.
Indeed.
That's not it.
That's not it.
Guess
that's
what else they're doing?
I don't know.
Can you name...
I can't think straight now. You've just blown my
mind. Can you name
mind.
Another absolutely bat shizzle crazy sci-fi film from the early 80s that everyone said there's no way you could make it, but they got in some little plucky director called David Lynch to do it for them?
No, I'm failing. I'm failing to follow your clues here.
They're remaking Dune.
Yeah, Dune was what I was going to say till you said David Lynch, and I didn't know that David Lynch was the director of Dune. No, I knew that they were redoing Dune. That I knew. Yes, that's exciting.
Is it?
Well, I actually quite like David Lynch's Dune, even though it's a mess and weird as hell. But actually, do you know what I primarily like? I like Sting turning up in his space pants because it's. insane. Patrick Stewart, because he's just awesome in whatever he does.
Because it's
even June.
It's Sir Patrick Stewart, thank you very much.
Do you know
who's going to play the Patrick Stewart role in the new one?
I might have heard it, and it might be that bad that I've forgotten it already. Is it Gerard Butler?
No, it's Josh Brolin.
Of course.
So do you want to hear couple?
I hear Lenny be scored as a
don't do that because we're going to get shouted at. Do you want to hear some of the cast?
Hit me up with this.
Right,
go
so
on.
I'm not going to tell you what characters are playing. This is just the people that are currently rumored to be in it.
Right, okay.
So we've got Jason Momoa.
Okay.
We've got Josh Brolin,
right.
Dave Bautista, Oscar Isaac,
Yeah.
Stellan Skarsgård.
Ooh, okay.
Javier Bardem.
Ooh, right.
Timothy Chalamet. Charlotte Rampling.
Right. Timothy, was that Timothy Chalamet?
Chalamet, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for correcting
me.
Yeah. So basically, everybody. They went, hey, guys who were in those sci-fi Marvel films and guys who were in those sci-fi sortie films, do you want to be in another sci-fi film that might run on for another? Because I didn't realize this.
There's a whole series of books. It's a franchise.
There's like 12 books. It goes on forever. Yes. It also covers like 10,000 years, which is a bit weird. Yeah. But I think this is I don't know whether this is a remake of the film or a remake of the book.
I'm hoping it's a remake of the book.
Because they did sci-fi about 15 years ago, did a mini-series of Dune. And it was really good.
Right.
I mean, it was sci-fi. I didn't see it. It was really good. But, So...
Yeah, David Lynch had a... Now that I know it's him, he certainly had a vision that was quite...
Bananas?
Quite a long way off the book. He definitely horrored it up along certain angles and camped it up along other ones, and it was quite an exaggerated.
I haven't told you the director is yet. Do you know the director is?
Again, I think I might have heard this and then forgotten, or decided to forget who.
Well, whoever this is, he's got form, because he did what I think is one of the best sci-fi films ever, which is Arrival.
Oh, and Blade Runner 2049. We're talking about Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah. So he's in for this. Yeah, so made me feel a little bit better.
That bodes quite well. I mean, imagine it'll be quite... So, I mean, he's quite a thoughtful... Those films are not... They are not Flash Gordon sci-fi.
They're not explosions. They are.
Because Dune is... It's got a bit of space opera to it, but actually there's a lot of... I mean... There's a lot of interior dialogue or monologue going on. At least there was in the David Lynch film. Because it is quite a book about ideas. So, yeah, I'd give that a shot if he's at the helm.
Yeah.
There's some good people they've got lined up. So you sounded a little sceptical, but...
Now that I've looked into it, that's...
Yeah,
that's
so have we got any sort of idea of time scale when
June is looking like it's going to be out in 2020.
Okay,
so it'll probably be out.
That sounds like the future.
That sounds like, well, it's not. No, exactly. No. Yeah, it's series as currently we're living in the same time period as the original Blade Runner movie.
Yes.
Whoa.
And we're past the future in Back to the Future.
Yeah,
2001
and 2010. Yeah. But yeah, basically, I think June will probably come out the tail end of next year.
Mm.
I think it'll take. I'd put it in the Star Wars slot. I'd put it in the
end. Would you now?
I'd put
That's
it in
a
the
bold up. Move.
Well, there's not going to be a Star Wars film next year.
Yeah.
So someone wants a massive, sprawling, epic-y sci-fi movie with everyone in it.
It's not space opera, though. It's not going to... I don't know. Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one to watch.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that then.
Yeah.
But I'm more interested in Flash Gordon.
He'll save every one of us. Oh, please be Muse. Please be Muse.
It's such a good... It's
it
such
just
a,
so rock!
It's such a good shout. It's honestly... I think we should... Hey, you know what? We could just do a petition.
Oh, an online petition. Oh, excellent, because those always work. Everyone pays a great attention to those. Right. Now are we done? That was the June episode of the FFL podcast. You can get us on at the FFL at Twitter or at Mr. Birch FFL.
Yeah, just at the FFL on Twitter.
Find us on Discord. Click the chat button on the game page.
Yeah. Well done, everyone, for getting through this with minimum spoilers. If you jumped the 30 seconds, don't worry. It's okay. Watch the film. Go back to the 30 seconds ago. Yeah, actually, he wasn't that bad. He was okay with it. But, yes. Enjoy Endgame, everyone. Because at the moment, you have no choice.